This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. A bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna, along with Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, also noted Solicitor General Tushar Mehta's assurance that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those categorized as Waqf by user, will remain unchanged for now. The court directed the centre to file its response within 7 days to the batch of petitions seeking a stay and challenging the constitutional validity of the recent amendments to the Waqf Act 1995. Due to the large number of petitions, the bench asked the petitioners to identify 5 lead cases to be heard, while the remaining may be treated as applications or considered disposed of. The matter will now be heard on May 5. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protests against Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. The division bench of Justices Somen Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district. But the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence. The Calcutta High Court has directed the formation of a 3-member committee for the identification and rehabilitation of people displaced by the violence which took place during the protests over the Waqf Act in Murshidabad district. The court said that the 3-member committee will consist of an official, each from the National Human Rights Commission and the West Bengal Human Rights Commission, besides the member secretary of the State Legal Service Authority. They will have to submit their report by May 15, 2025. National Commission for Women NCW Chairperson Vijay Rahatkar arrived in Kolkata last evening to lead an inquiry into the recent violence in Murshidabad following protests against the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. Rahatkar, who is part of the probe committee constituted by the NCW, will visit affected areas including Malda and Murshidabad over the next 3 days. While speaking to reporters, she said her visit aims to boost the morale of women who have been left traumatized by the communal unrest. Meanwhile, a team from the National Human Rights Commission is set to visit a refugee camp in Malda today. The visit comes in the wake of violence that erupted on April 11 during protests against the Waqf Amendment Act, which resulted in the deaths of 3 people, injuries to several others, and widespread property damage. A compiled book on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's thoughts and speeches on culture, titled Sanskriti Ka Panchwa Adhyay, will be released in New Delhi today. The book is a curated collection of speeches by Prime Minister Modi, delivered on various occasions, highlighting Indian culture, traditions, spiritual values and cultural heritage. The book will be formally released by head of the Juna Akhada, Acharya Mahamandaleshwar Pujya Swami Avdeshanand Giri Maharaj. The Maharashtra government has announced that Hindi will be a compulsory third language from classes 1 to 5 in Marathi and English medium schools, in line with the National Education Policy, NEP 2020. Currently, only Marathi and English are mandatory from classes 1 to 4 in these schools. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. On the occasion of Good Friday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote that the day inspires us to cherish kindness, compassion and always be large-hearted. World Heritage Day is being celebrated today across the globe. It is also called the International Day for Monuments and Sites. This year, the theme of the day is Heritage Under Threat from Disaster and Conflicts. Our correspondent reports that this day is celebrated every year on 18th April to honour and protect cultural and natural heritage. And that is the end of this news bulletin.